Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Reach Your Potential with Tiff. Hi, I'm Tiff, and I hope you have started off the day with everything that you wanted to do, and you're energized and ready to take it on. What I want to share with you today and talk to you about today is having an impact and also leaving an impact. And this has really come about because yesterday I went to a funeral. And, you know, when you go to a funeral, what does it do when you go to one? It really gets you to think about your own life and your family, doesn't it? It really makes you really have a good think about how lucky you are to still have your life and still to have your family. And really appreciate what you've got. And Mitzi, who is a really good friend of my husband, and her husband's a really good friend of my husband, she passed away last week from cancer. And it was really amazing to be at the funeral yesterday because of the impact that you could see that she'd actually left with her family and her friends. It was really amazing. She was an artist. I got to work with Mitzi. Mitzi actually came and had some golf lessons with me as well. But she was an artist, and she really loved bright, vibrant colours. And everyone that attended the funeral yesterday were wearing those, you know, bright, vibrant colours, and just to let Mitzi know that she had left an impact on them. And I found that really powerful because here is a woman, and she came across very quiet and, you know, great mother, and just, you know, just got on with and did the things that she was passionate about. But she really had left an impact on the people that she touched and that she cared for and that she taught. She ran art classes and all of that type of thing as well. So she had this huge impact, and her daughters, you know, and her husband spoke very highly of her and the impact that she had had on their family. It was so beautiful. So Mitzi, rest in peace. We love you. But when you go to a funeral and you really look at your life, because that's what we do, it's very much a reflection on our life. What do we take away from this when we do go to a funeral and when we do experience sorrow like this? And I come up with a few points because I think it's really important that we are aware of that, because sometimes we just get so caught up in our own heads and we get really frustrated with ourselves and, you know, having these high expectations that we should be able to do this and we should be able to do that. And I talk about all of the things that we should be doing in order for the results to happen anyway. But I just want you to take this in, is that, you know, what we take away from when we go to something that, you know, saying goodbye to someone, what do we take from this? So we really have to look at, you know, appreciating the life that we have now. So if we've got, you know, we may not have all the things that we want in life, but we still have our health. You know, we're still waking up every day and really appreciating what we've got. So I want you to look at that, you know, we want to make sure that we're appreciating, even though we haven't achieved the ideal goals that we want to achieve, you know what, we've still got our life and we're still living. So you want to appreciate what you have and just keep living. And another point I want to make is go out there and live your best day and give your best that you can give that for you every day. Give your best. Don't just get up and go through the motions. Get up and give your best. Another point is I want to express it, to give love to people who you really care about and show that you care for them and you love them unconditionally. It's just so important to really let people know that you really care and love them, because, like I said, when you attend a funeral, it really gets you to think about your own life and where you're positioned. And then I really want you to think about this one. How can you have an impact on the people in your world? Like I saw that what the impact that Mitzi had had on the people in her world, her family and her friends. And I want you to be thinking about what type of legacy do you want to create for your family and your friends and your world, who's in your world? Because at the end of the day, one day, we're not going to be here either. And we want to really make sure that we're leaving the impact on the people that we care about and that we love. So my impact is to inspire my nieces to believe in themselves, be confident and go after the most passionate dreams in their life and just go after them and not let anything hold them back. And this is the reason why I created Reach Your Potential with Tiff, was because of them, because of my love for them, my passion for them. Maybe when they're older and they've finished school, they want to come and work with me. That would be absolutely awesome. I'd love that. But I want them to grow up to be, you know, passionate, to be inspired, you know, to really believe in themselves, that they can do anything that they want to do. And I want that for you too. You know, I want you to be able to believe in yourself, be confident in you, go after your dreams. Don't let anything hold you back. And I wish that for all the girls, the teenage girls and the women, to believe in themselves and go after their dreams. Because they can. And I just wanted to share that today with you, is that, you know, it's just not about you. It's about all the people that you mix with, all the people that you have an impact with in your life. And what can you do to have an impact on people in your life and in your world? Because I know the impact that I want to leave, and I want to inspire girls, teenage girls and women, to believe in themselves, because I didn't believe in me when I was growing up. I do now, but I didn't then, and I want them to grow up and believe in themselves, that they can do anything. They can do anything that they want to do. Nothing can hold them back, only their own limitations, but I'm wiping that. We're wiping the slate clean. There's not going to be any limitations. It's really going after what you want. Don't let anything hold you back, because you can do it. Sure, it's going to take some work and it's going to take effort, and we talk about that, but go for it. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, this episode. I'd love it if you could share with me what you like best about what you heard, and if this has inspired you to leave an impact and have an impact on the people that you care about in your world. And I'd love it if you could share with your friends this show or this podcast. If you feel that they would get benefit out of this, I'd love it if you could share that with them, because we want to build the Reach Your Potential with Tiff community as big as we possibly can. We want to get out there and get all the girls and all the teenage girls and all the women believing in themselves, don't we? Absolutely. So right now, what I want you to do, and for the rest of the day, is I want you to believe in you, dream big, and go after those dreams. Have an absolutely awesome day. Take care. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.